Hello and welcome. If you're tuned in, then you are listening to Afternoon Pick Me Up on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, as always, your host, Julia. I hope you're having a fantastic day today. Bringing us in there, we had A Head Full of Dreams by Coldplay, who I had the great privilege of seeing Monday, so just yesterday now when I'm recording. I'm in the studio pretty late tonight. It's like already 10:30 when I'm recording. Because I had to go back to Toronto, back to Ajax to go to Toronto for the concert, and I left late in the afternoon today and got back, and I passed out as soon as I got home. So we made it to the studio, though, of course, to get this episode out for you. So I thought it would be pretty topical, for me at least, to start the episode with a Coldplay song, and it was hard finding one that was not within the top 40s. Because Coldplay has a lot of hits, but surprisingly, according to Wikipedia, which I know is not always the most reliable source, as teachers say, but like low-key it is a pretty reliable source, they don't have a number one single in Canada. Viva La Vida got pretty close. It ended up at number two, I think, but not number one here, which I was pretty shocked by. The Google AI overview will tell you otherwise, but I don't know. Apparently Wikipedia says that's not correct, so I don't know. Maybe they do, and that's just like lost to the archives that I was not digging through for quite a significant amount of time to get the for sure accurate information. I'm just gonna trust Wikipedia and roll with it. But yeah, the concert was absolutely fantastic. It was at that new kind of temporary, I think, stadium, Rogers Stadium. And that was interesting. We were at the very top row, like literally row 52, like nosebleeds, like so high up, like literally the last row, like not exaggerating. And when everyone started like jumping and the bleachers started moving, a little bit nerve-wracking. I know they're supposed to have a little bit of like sway to them so that they're not super tense and don't like crumble and stuff, but not super comforting to feel that. So I was not jumping. I was holding on to the railing, actually. But it was fantastic. Like, they put on a great show. I saw them the last time they were in Toronto, like 8 years ago. They actually said that it had been 8 years since they'd been here. So very lucky that I've been to see them twice, and they put on an amazing show. So if you ever get the chance to see them live, even if you're not like the biggest Coldplay fan, like going into it, like I like Coldplay, but like I wouldn't call myself like a Coldplay like fan, like super fan, I guess. I would say I like Coldplay, but anyway, if you're even just like a general listener, highly recommend going just for the experience because it was amazing. I've talked a lot already, but we have some songs coming up after this quick ad for you, and I'll talk about them afterwards. So hope you enjoy. Listen in.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
I lost my breath now. Yeah. yourself old enough. Cause that isn't fun. Step to Romeo. There's something in the air tonight. You're my Romeo. Everybody lost when you told them so. I feel like it's magic, Romeo. You're all I can imagine. Imagine. You're my Romeo. Always saying something to throw me off. I feel like it's magic, Romeo. You're all I can imagine. Imagine. Romeo, rather die than be apart. That pen enough on your knees and you're looking up.
Last song bringing us back in there was Romeo by Pink Panthers from her newest album Fancy That, which just came out a few months ago in May. And then before that we had Boohoo by Nia Natarada, and then before that Princess of Power by Marina, which is actually from her new album as well of the same name, Princess of Power. Pretty good. I haven't listened to it all, if I'm being honest, but the songs that I have heard have been quite good, but I do need to give it a full listen through. And speaking of listen throughs, I still need to go and listen to Lorde's new album so I can play some of that on here as well. But I want to listen to that one all the way through before I start throwing songs on the radio. I don't know why I specifically feel like that for Lorde's album, but I do. But then back to the talking about the music that was just playing, that was Nuclear Seasons by Charlie XCX. That was that first song bringing us into that little segment of songs there. And that was from her debut album, True Romance, from 2013. And speaking of Charlie XCX albums, I realized today, because that song came on in the car when I was driving, and that's why I was like, oh my gosh, I have to throw that on today's episode. And so when I went on Spotify when I got home, looking on my computer, all of her albums are now de-bratified. They no longer have the brat-themed album covers, which I'm actually really excited about, to be honest, because her album covers have just great theming and, well, okay, most of them have great theming. True Romance, a lot of people hate on True Romance. Cut her some slack. She is up for time. I think it's just a relic. I feel like I'm looking back into a time capsule when I look at that album cover. However, 2014 album, Sucker, she could have stayed brat and I would have turned a blind eye. Like, I really, that's her one album cover that is just not it to me. But you know what? Sometimes you have to flop before you can serve the hardest. You know, it comes and goes and ebbs and flows, as the great Will Toledo of Kersey Headrest fame once said. Yeah, sorry, I am absolutely rambling, but I guess that's what I'm here to do. That's what I am not paid for, but instead choose to do with my time here at CFRC. Sorry, it is so late at night and I've had such a long day. Back to talking about Coldplay, we literally got back at like 2 a.m. from the concert, but getting out was actually pretty smooth. It was just a long time. But coming up next, we have some more music for you after a quick ad, and that is Relax, Take It Easy by Mika. Then we have Radio Silence by Luella featuring Casador. And then we have, sorry, the name is slipping me. Let me find it right here, right now. That is Will I Ever Learn by Ash Molloy. So listen in and enjoy.
What should you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty. Train with nobody.
Nobody will stop the beating.
Welcome back from the music there, folks. If you're just tuning in now, then you are listening to Afternoon Pick Me Up on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And that last song bringing us in just there was Will I Ever Learn by Ash Molloy. And then just before that, we had Radio Silence by Luella featuring Cassador, which is a new release from Luella's deluxe edition of Summer Bummer. I just saw her in concert recently. She was opening for Housewife along with Jessica Wolowicz, and everyone was great. It was a great concert. I think I spoke about it last episode. Highly recommend all three artists. Like, definitely listen to them. Highly recommend. And then the last song bringing us that was beginning this segment of songs was Relax, Take It Easy by Mika. And fun story about that song, or that album that the song is in, which is Life in Cartoon Motion. When I was younger, like 6, 5 maybe, maybe a bit older, I don't know, I had a Hello Kitty CD player, and it's so cute. I wish I still had it. Like, if you Google 2000s Hello Kitty CD player, it's going to be the one that pops up. It was pretty popular, I think. And it also doubled as a radio, so I could have been listening to CFRC on my Hello Kitty CD player. Like, would have been so epic. But I had 3 CDs that I would play in it. And if I had more, then they clearly did not make a lasting impact on me. But I remember having Mika's Life in Cartoon Motion, Lady Gaga's The Fame, and Spice Girls' Spice World. I think it was Spice World. It was the one with, like, all the hits, like, If You Want to Be My Lover and Spice Up Your Life, all those ones. And I think those 3 albums have single-handedly created the backbone of the majority of my music taste in the present day. So shout out to all 3 of those albums for making that great of an impact on me. Yeah, I really wish I did still have that CD player, because it was super cute. And CDs are really, like, they're really not that much cheaper than vinyls, and the real only benefit for me is that they're easier to move. But regardless, we have some more music coming up for you soon. We have Thursday by Asobi Seksu, Armor by Bloom Effect, and Summer by My Chemical Romance, or Summertime by My Chemical Romance. So listen up and enjoy.
Gentle breath.
Finishing out that section of songs, we just had Summertime by My Chemical Romance. Before that, we had Armor by Bloom Effect. And then we had, just bringing us in from that section of songs, we had Thursday by Asobi Seksu. And yeah, we're getting into the closing song of the show, guys. And I think it's a pretty fitting closing song, and you'll probably understand why when you hear it. Yeah, we've taken a journey this episode. You'll notice that I didn't talk about, or maybe you didn't, but that's fine if you didn't notice either. I didn't start this episode by talking about what genre we're kind of doing for this week's episode. And that's because it is all over the place this week, guys. We kind of did a journey from, like, pop into soft rock into actual rock, and then we're kind of venturing out of, well, no, I guess it is still rock, but it's more just like indie, nice stuff. Like, I don't know what you would genre-fy this next song as, but I would genre-fy it as good music, because sometimes genres are too complicated for my peanut brain. Like, I don't know, there's too many, and then, like, some people just, like, they're really particular about it, and it's like, guys, I'm gonna be honest, I don't know what shoegaze means. I really don't. Like, what does that mean? Or, like what qualifies as, like, bubblegum bop versus, like, synth pop versus dream pop? Like, guys, what does it all mean? Can we be honest? Can we really be honest? And then, like, sometimes with, like, genres like rock, I'm like, it's just too broad. It's too broad, and I want to narrow it down, but then I'm like, again, with, like, the smaller sections of genres, it's too niche. Like, I'm leaving from here on out for the rest of this episode. No, we're not talking about genres, because they cause more harm in my brain than good, to be honest. I like to categorize music by vibes and sound, and if they all sound good and coherent enough in an episode, then that makes me happy, and I hope it also makes you happy, because I think hearing a variety of music is good. Really controversial statement just there, but I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. It is 11 p.m. It's 11:30 p.m. now since I've started recording this episode. It's already been an hour, and I am so glad to have spent this hour with you, and I hope you are glad that you spent it with me here at Afternoon Pick Me Up. This last song here is Goodbye Horses by Q Lazarus, so I really hope you enjoy, and have a great rest of your week, folks. Take care.
KPP Concerts has a stacked lineup of all-ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through the summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by Friday's Child at the Broom Factory on July 11th. Then on August 10th, enjoy music from hip-hop artist Matt Mack, followed later by The Dirty Nil on September 19th. Then on September 26th, it's Petite Belle Yvonne and neo-grunge icons The Bridge City Sinners coming to town on September 27th. And then Yukon Blonde gets us into the fall spirit on September 28th. All shows are all ages at the Broom Factory and co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com. KPP Concerts has a stacked lineup of all-ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through this summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by Friday's Child at the Broom Factory on July 11th. Then on August 10th, enjoy music from hip-hop artist Matt Mac, followed later by The Dirty Nil on September 19th. Then on September 26th, it's Petite Belle Yvonne and neo-grunge icons The Bridge City Sinners coming to town on September 27th. And then Yukon Blonde gets us into the fall spirit on September 28th. All shows are all ages at the Broom Factory and co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Swing, Swang, Swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.